Well, hello everybody. This is Doug Newsome with the Cosmic Poet Show. I hope everybody out there has had a wonderful week. I myself have truly enjoyed the sun. Dawn, that's a bit high in the mic. Just a bit high in the mic. Not the mic, but the earphones. Thank you. Okay. My ears are sensitive. I have really good ears. They tell me I have good ears, good smell, good eyesight. Just a second here while I wait a few minutes and I figure out what's going on. Are you sure that's that fine, Don? How's that? How's that, Don? Is that good? Good. Oh, what does the Cosmic Poet Show represent? I struggle with that definition every time I think about the show. I guess because as I evolve, the show evolves in kind of a strange way. I think the two are married, are they not? Generally, and this makes it so easy on me, folks, I like to read the poetic musings of the masses. I like to read things that come from you in a state of creativity. All things are born of a creative state. Nothing you do is par for the course. Not in the way you intend things. Not in the way you think about things. And not in the way you view things. Every last action, every last thought is unique unto you. For you are the carrier, and you're the messenger of your message. Ultimately, you know everything about that more than I do. Would you agree? Would you agree you know more about yourself than I do? That seems obvious, doesn't it? I know when if somebody would ask me, Doug, do you feel like somebody knows you better than you know yourself? I could think of the people in Brazil, and I could figure, maybe my psychologist. From what I understand, a third of all the people in Brazil have a psychologist. It's a thing they do. They talk. They talk about themselves to somebody else to get a better grasp on who they really are. Now, that's hard for me to imagine that a person doesn't know who they are. And the only person who doesn't know who they are doesn't spend any time with himself. What do I mean by that? You are the person spending all the time with you. But do you even listen to yourself? Do you? Does anybody? How many people really do? And what does that mean anyways? If I was a criminal and I had criminal intentions, I wouldn't be thinking about my actions. I wouldn't want to question myself about myself. Why would I? I would run. I would hide. I would do everything in such a way as to make the outer world the understanding of my reflection upon it. Because I didn't reflect upon it myself. But you know what would happen? My outer world would be just as chaotic as my inner world. No rhyme, no reason. Spend time with yourself. That feels right. But it takes practice. When you do something wrong, do you immediately question why you did it? Don't ask somebody else. Don't ask your parents. Don't ask the judge high on the circuit. Ask yourself, do you? Or do you look for another person to tell you what's right and what's wrong? See, if you really have to seek an outside person to tell you what's right and what's wrong,
everything I may say to you may not make any sense. But it should, because you can go there. It's like saying, I can actually talk to myself. How many people think they can't do that? I can't talk to myself. I can't ask myself those tough questions. I don't really know what I'm supposed to be feeling. Really? You want to know where all the answers come from? God. You know where God is? You. You're God. At your highest level, you are all of everything. You are me. You are you. And we both are united at that level. Right here, we separate ourselves. But at that level, you are God. In a sense. Because there can be only one. Don't think that there is something that judges you beyond your higher self. You judge yourself when you take the time to look at yourself. How can you judge anything unless you understand that something? Until you look at it and you view it. Well, how often do you review the moments of your day? When you go to sleep, when you pray, do you pray because of things you want? Or the things that you wish the world was, or that you were inside? Is that what you do? Because I know it mostly everybody does. That, or they pray by rote. You know what I do? I review the moments of my day. Now, if you can't imagine that and how many wonderful benefits you get from that, I'm going to lose you here. Because one, you get the benefit of understanding yourself. Two, you get the benefit of recall and memory because you've placed it in your memory twice. Three, you get the advantage of creating an absolutely wonderful purpose and a reason and an ideology behind what you were doing in the moment. Four, you get to forgive yourself in that moment and feel elated and go beyond the trappings of the karma that you created during that day. Five, you get to be with your higher self. You get all that love that you couldn't get another time. Six, you actually get to communicate with God, which is you. Hey, make it a distinction. I don't care, but spend time there. Don't run from yourself. There are keys to being happy. There are also keys to giving, to not only being happy, but to being unified. That requires everything that you are outside yourself, which is you, to be happy as well. Okay, folks, enough of the chit-chat. Let's go into some poetry, because that's really what this show is about, even though we will get back to more discussions, because I just love thinking. I love exploring. I love understanding. And I actually love you. And that's why I spend the time to do this. Because there is no other... And loving you is only loving myself more. Believe me, there is that reward for loving you. It's not something that is a sideline consequence or something that doesn't affect you, doesn't have any it's part of the equation. It does. It's the total part of the equation. But now on to a little bit of poetry, because this is the Cosmic Poet Show. And sometimes we are graced with beauty and words and works by people who take the opportunity and the chance, or just the pleasure and the joy, of writing in a creative vein. And poetry, in my mind, conveys a creativity that co-joins both thought and hyper imagination. What do I mean by that? Because poetry has no real end road. It has a song, a feeling at its vibration that leads to many roads. Each song, the singer of the song, though he sings it, he comes to that point which it takes him, but it takes you somewhere else. We all get to go somewhere else, be transported by these wonderful works. One of the particular, Dr. Valerie Olmsted is one of the most beautiful people in the world. And they gather here at BBS Radio. They really do. They are here. We create an environment which helps the world. And Dr. Valerie writes poetry, and she posts it to Authors Inkwell, A-U-T-H, authorsinkwell.com, which is a part of BBS Radio, which is a part of blogging service. And that's very confusing to me. I like to keep it simple, stupid. So, let's see, how do we get this simple? Go to BBS Radio, click the link that says Authors Inkwell. That's simple, stupid. And you will find some very, very wonderful poetry. This particular poem is entitled The Meek, and it is written by Dr. Valerie. And folks, Dr. Valerie is not only spiritually beautiful, but in tune. And I would encourage everybody to read her works, see her show, listen, and get in that wonderful spirit of joy and love that she's found and that she knows how to share. I'm always moved. I'm always, always deeply moved by the people that we have on our program. The meek. The meek shall inherit the earth, they say. Who shall be considered meek, I wonder? Will there be a dress code? I would really hate to have to dress in a drab manner. How about social interactions and work? Maybe everyone will be very, very polite and compassionate beyond measure. Perhaps all will endeavor to offend. And how exactly does one get to survive all this chaos and fear if one is meek? Perhaps the meek are not doormats, but rather those who accept everything on faith. When one goes through life relying on their guidance, it is easy to imagine how the meek could indeed inherit the earth. What if less light beings know this already and have taken steps to decrease the intuitive connection? Don't worry. They cannot do the harm they think they can. The light will always triumph over the dark, and those who have even the smallest connection with the guidance will still have it. Nothing can stop the truth. Love conquers all. And are those meek who stand to defend? I say yes, when they do so in deference to the grand plan of the Creator. There are those who believe meekness means to be timid, afraid. How shall the timid be spared in the chaos but by those who understand their roles? The plan includes all types, it is true, even those who are cowards, if they be innocent. Now picture the meek as those pure of heart who love without measure and forgive and let live. They are the ones who follow their guidance and know well the difference between truth and illusion. These seek, then, are strong, far stronger than known. The base of this strength is the courage of love. the one precious thing that can never be defeated. Free will then reflects the choice to be love. Very deep. So deep it's simplistic in its depth and complex sometimes in the way it is seen. But there really is no polarity. You may only see it as such. How do I know this? Polarity is an illusion created by the mind to understand the separation that is created by the feeling of desire and repulsion. Did I just say that? It must be true then, because I didn't think about it. You see how it comes to me? And all things come to people in that way. When you have a question about life, talk to yourself about what the possible answers could be. I know each and every one of us talks to ourselves every day. Matter of fact, we want to run from our minds, hide from them because we can't shut them off. Isn't that the big problem today? And we take Ritalin and Prozac to fight this illusion, this madness we think that the young are realizing, and it's just not the facts. If that's not a problem, that's a beautiful thing. If knowledge is actually being added upon at an exponential ratio, and think about that, what, 100 years ago, how many subjects or bits of knowledge we had to learn in schools there were. And now think of today. With all that knowledge, with the TV blipping you at a million miles a second and creating a billion choices so you don't get bored in any 1 second, do you ever take time to sit and think? No, because you're tuning at a million miles a second to a million different subjects, all of which the world says are important. But they're not. They're not as important as getting to know yourself. I breathe deeply sometimes because I try to say a lot of words in a breath. I also do something I'm quite ashamed of. I smoke. I'm a smoker. I smoke and have since I was about 15 years old. And I could justify it every way possible. I am a salesman after all. It's what I've done most of my life. I've tried to sell myself and get kicked out of the door. We're all salesmen. We all are salespeople in a sense. We are who we are. We're trying to sell ourselves to the world, as it were. It was a while before I figured I had to sell myself to me. I had to understand me. Because if I couldn't live with myself, that's when the world became chaotic. I had to find out who I was. And it really didn't come to me until I learned to forgive what I didn't understand. I learned to forgive beyond myself, in a manner of faith, to believe that what I was thinking could be true if I wanted it to be true. If the love and compassion that I had for my fellow man was there because I wanted it to be there. Because of what I think, is the way the world reacts and responds. I had to believe that. But you know why I wanted to believe that even before I knew it? It's because the world has so many things, events that create change. And those changes can be big and small and beyond anything you have any control over. I could give you example on example. You're a billionaire. Wait till your country starts war and you lose everything. Ah, that was out of your hands. Oh, but you could never foresee that. What? You think you're untouchable? You think the cosmic cycle can't take you into its understanding and wrap you around? Well, it doesn't. Unless you allow it. And you do allow it. Because your higher self says, without that understanding, you're not going to be me. You're not going to be this wonderful and aware of who you are in your entirety. So, let me wake you up a little bit. It's like raising a child. You wake them up. They wake up. You wake up. You wake up to your understanding. I would love to read this next poem. This mother, if you're out there, which I'm sure there's probably not many people out there listening to me, and I probably should give this show over to some other person because I'm just such a bad show host, and there's not many people out there that care to listen anyways. Right? If I believed that, I would not be doing that show. How many people do I need to change is what I gotta ask myself. If I had a base of 1 million people and I could change the world, every single one of those lives could be beautified because of my presence. Or one person comes across my life and I spend all my life trying to make that person happier, but that person's happier because of me. Well, which role should I have played? You ever ask yourself that? Oh, I could have done more good if I did this, because instead of one person making him happy, I could have made 5. Come on. How many times does that particular question plague us? Oh, I'll bet a lot. Because it plagues me, even still. And yet, I keep thinking that if I only searched for the answer deep within inside of myself, I'd understand some very simple things. And I could probably extract them from my noggin right now here while we're speaking on air. So can you. And my truth doesn't have to be your truth. And your truth doesn't have to be my truth. Because in the end, how beyond the law is imagination? How beyond the law is imagination? Do you ever ask yourself that as a spirit? If you're spiritual, you live there on many hours of every day. Well, what law can you break there? Mr. and Mrs. Eternal, what can you do wrong there? That you alone unto yourself could not be held accountable for. That brings me to a million things. And when I mean accountability, self-accountability, because nobody else, I mean, some people will reside there with you if they resonate with you and some won't. But here's the question, really. How many ways do you look at tomorrow, today, the past, yourself, the meaning, the understanding, everything about everything? And is important. In my mind, something keeps telling me, let go. Let go. When I was young, I competed with everything and everyone. I have a twin brother. Find 2 less competitive people in this world, and I'll be shocked. It was probably the most painful, enjoyable, growing, rigorous process growing up with a twin who fought, clawed, bit, scraped, understood, grappled, and wanted just as much as you did everything out of life. That. And my parents were brilliant. They got us into martial arts when we were young, and then they decided, woo, we're going to introduce them to wrestling. And you know the funny thing is, it's hard to believe, but I actually enjoyed that sport. The first year, my brother and I, Don, were wrestlers. There was a woman. Can you believe this? A woman that they allowed in the wrestling school. I think this was sixth grade. And I can remember wrestling, and she was tough, boy. But no guys wanted her. I didn't want a wrestler. I was small. I was like 50 pounds soaking wet. I think I might have hit 85 when I hit ninth grade, and then 100 when I hit 10th grade. That's a small, no, I mean, not that slash. 100 and 112. I mean, I was thin. It wasn't until my junior year that I actually started to grow any. And she was tough. But my brother was tougher. There's nothing like that. You come home, if you were young, even young, imagine. I've never felt that sort of pain, even to this day. The sort of muscle spasms you could get in your arm and your shoulders and your legs and your stomach and your rib cage, just from somebody tugging on you for 2 or 3 hours a day. But we grew up like that. And when I was younger, I always wanted to make my brother me. Gosh, why couldn't he do this? Why couldn't he do that? You see yourselves as so equal that you would judge the other if they're not the same person that you think you are inside of yourself. Don better be me or I'm going to judge something. Imagine that. You want to know how to defeat. That is a tough situation to be in, boy. Where your entire life, every moment of your life is subject to a counterpart that is, in essence, not 50% of you. And you have no control over it. None. And to try to get control over it, you better fight somebody willing to back himself up as much as you are. Well, you learn things from that. And I learned a great many things. I learned compassion for him, understanding for uniqueness, understanding for letting go for others, maybe not myself so much any longer, but for others, letting go and realizing that we're all different and unique, and every single situation is a part of, a root part of our imagination, which goes beyond judgment. Beyond it, because it can't be judged. Yeah, we don't feel that. We're in the world today. But that's why the world is here today. So we understand that. So we can feel that. And we can move along those higher awareness, joy expressions that we wish to emit as we move forward. I have got a poem here by my mother. I want to tell you just a little bit about her because she always seems to want to tell a little bit about us. And a finer lady you could not meet in this world, folks. Look, listen to this coming from my voice. A finer woman you could never meet in this lifetime. It would be impossible. She's that wonderful. She reminds me of everything that's beautiful and nothing that is bad. Mother Teresa, but with a personality. She is truly beautiful, folks. And she wrote this poem called Wake Up, Live and Let Live. It's such a beautiful day, and I feel alive, seeing the flowers I planted a while ago thrive. The birds are singing and praising the wonders of nature with me, and knowing all is well with my family. Makes my heart feel just bursting with happiness and joy, and the music playing on the radio wants me to dance, oh boy. I love this God-given planet and all that is in it, and hope and pray that all the bad things happening to some of the people would stop right now, this minute. Why do some amongst us preach that there is different creators and fight over the name they may use for their own selfish power play. There is only one creator for all, and he loves us equally and does not expect and pay any pay. Let's all of us get under the same roof and live in peace, so all of us can rejoice, enjoy the beauty of our planet and all there is. Mom, I couldn't have said it better, though I probably tried in a mistake or two. Thank you for posting your work. I'm always excited to read my mother's poetry. Because even in that, I get to glean something new about somebody who I care deeply about. Some of the few things I will read. Though I was quite an avid reader when I was younger, now I like to read mainly poetry. Your poetry. Your poetry that you post to authorsinkwell.com. A little link on bbsradio.com. The place where you can be creative. Share your thoughts. Share your thoughts on a poetic vein. It's in there. And you'd be surprised sometimes when you create the flow of words on paper, how they will come to you if you allow them. If you sit there for a minute, pick up that pencil and allow your thoughts to flow. Think of a sentence. Write it down. Forget it and move to another. Let it come to you. Just go with it. The birds are at peace. Go to another. And the light as it shines over the mountain peak. I don't know why I said that. I'm not asking for any particular outcome. But you can. And you can move through it and just keep writing. And sooner or later that creative process will allow you to pull and extrapolate in a very beautiful way. In most instances, you'll never have to pick up the eraser. It'll just flow from you, and you'll be surprised by the time you read it. And I would encourage you to reread what you write once a month. Go back to what you wrote. You'd be surprised. How many people of you out there have done this? Ever? Sometimes it's a great way to communicate with ourselves on a higher level. And sometimes what we write, the understanding can be transmitted to us, but there's a part of you that can get something deeper from everything that you write. From everything that everybody writes, you can find something deeper if you'll only sit back and ask yourself what it really means. When you read a passage, watch this. Let's do this together. When I talk about talking to yourself, I really mean, let's get down, baby. Let's really go into the mind and talk to ourselves. Let's ask ourselves questions and be so ridiculous as to answer ourselves, though nobody's there listening. Should I feel foolish? Doug, what do you want to drink? Oh, I'd love another cola. Boy, I feel ridiculous. Was that me just answering myself? Well, do it. In your mind. How do I feel about this? How do I feel about that? What's right? What's wrong? Should I go left? Should I go right? How many questions do you ask yourself? Who's giving you the answers? Instinct? Anyways. My brother and I have been doing a show today. I mean, not today, but lately. With, well, not lately, only one or two, one that I know of, but many more to follow, I hope. Because I think this opportunity is something that everybody lives for. It's an opportunity to speak, to raise of energy and love tune us in to a higher vibration. And in many ways, I feel ecstatic because of this opportunity. And each moment I speak with these people, it lasts with me. The feeling of warmth, the feeling of understanding, the feeling of hope and promise and love, the feeling of something more, the feeling of something unified, the feeling of love. Everything that would want me, that would makes me go, ah, and sigh, because I can't believe it's all possible within somebody's aura, presence. Are there people like that can do this to us? Think about that. If you were in the front of Charles Manson, how would you feel? Well, let me tell you, their energy, which is a part of everything, emanates strongly from its core. Well, they're standing in front of you, that's a strong core, its energy pushes into you, and you feel a certain way. Oh, now you're thinking about death, now you're thinking about killing, now you're whatever it is that would be around that person you'd be thinking about. You couldn't help it. It's part of the energy. Each of us has that energy on people. Every single one of us, when you walk into a room, you have the energy of something, a persona that grabs people and can't let them go sometimes. Sometimes it just permeates the arena or the room. How do I know this? Can I prove this? Sure. I could put a thousand people in a room, and I could bring in the Queen of England, and everybody'd feel absolutely differently in about 1/1000th of a second as soon as somebody announced Queen Elizabeth was going to be there. Well, I can do it with everybody. Let's do an actor. Let's do anybody. But that's called energy. They actually either empower you or they pull your power. That's their power. It's not even a power so much as a cause and effect. You are power. Everything that you imagine is cause and effect. It can never take away. It might be able to make you take away your own power, but it can never take it away from you. Believe me. The whole world is just cause and effect. And you're meant to learn here based on that. Power resides and always is. God is. Doesn't need to act. There is no cause and effect. It is. But everything that's beyond, that's in the realm within it, is that interplay for growth, for understanding, for awareness, for an experience. Look, I don't want to grow to grow. I don't want to grow because I have to get smarter to learn. No, do you? Why do you want to grow? Ooh, because I want to become more godlike. Ooh, because I want to become richer. Ooh, because whatever. Bull. You grow so you can experience. You want everything in life because of experience. That's it. The whole enchilada is so you can feel something, experience something. That's the motivating factor. But you don't have to go to the outside world in a way that so many people do if you understand the power that's within. Because it's the same world, it's just more explosive. And then when you go in, you get to go out with it. You get to take all this power on the inside of you that's magnified and simplified your world and take it with you on every experience. So that experience gets felt that much more, that much deeper.
Every time.
It gets that much better. So the experience is never the same. When you go to bed at night and you have your experiences through the day, go back and revisit those experiences. You can make them different with the growth of the day. Because if you couldn't, why have the ability to reflect? Might as well kick away memory. It has no place here, if that were the case. To reflect a little. Smile a little. See the world from your point of view. Look into the mirror, and if you want to, you want to know what makes a person old, who feels old when he looks in the mirror and he says, I'm getting older, and he looks at those lines and he sees more lines. You know what I tell that man? When I look in the mirror and I was you, I'd say, look, I'm getting younger. Look at those lines, they're disappearing. I can't believe it. What's up? Must be the water I'm drinking. I don't care. It's happening. Well, when you take some belief system to that point, the power of what you are resounds within your imagination. And it creates the cause and effect around you that can be very, very experiential. It can magnify. I love you all. Each and every one of you on such a level I can't even tell you. I will kid and I will joke with the world. And I will take it slander and sarcasm and caustic humor and wit. I might debase a moment for the sheer understanding of witnessing somebody else's undeniably funny expression. For just the experience alone, I will do crazy things, but in not a moment. If something inside of myself tells me is something I shouldn't do or is wrong, I don't reflect on that. I immediately catch myself. I immediately know. I immediately send love to the situation. I immediately think only the world of the outcome. And I only have positive thought and vibration to send it. And that makes the whole world beautiful for me. More beautiful, if the whole world could feel that energy. If I could give you what I have inside of myself and all that love, it would make a difference. And I know one way to do this. And that's one, by sharing it. Sharing my thoughts, even if it only touches one person. I'm here to do that every Thursday, to reflect with you. I hope that some of you will take the opportunity and call in, because I truly enjoy my opportunity to speak to you. And I hope next time that I have other works to read from Authors Inkwell. Please, please. Post your musings. I would enjoy reading them. To each and every one of you, the Creator's blessings, my blessings are a part of that. I love you all. Until next Thursday.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.